Hebrews 3, verses 12 and 13. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. My name is Russ Earle. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations, a podcast brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. Welcome. Today we conclude our series on ways you can use your influence in a local congregation. Another way you can use your influence in a local congregation is to qualify yourself to become a gospel preacher. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 5 says, "But you be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry." 2 Timothy 4 and verse 5. We see from this verse, that he says first that you must be watchful in all things. As we look around, we know the world today and the brotherhood needs gospel preachers. There are many, quote, preachers in the world today, but very few gospel preachers. Look at Mark 16 and verse 15. Here where the Bible says, "And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Only way we can be qualified to be a gospel preacher is if we preach the gospel. There are many who go throughout the world teaching and preaching things which are not the gospel and which are many times stand in contrast to the gospel. But one of the ways we can use our influence in local congregation is to qualify ourselves to be a gospel preacher. Thank you for listening today to Exhortations. We praise you.